Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Ted Innes about the most recent Indianola School Board meeting.
The Indianola School Board met in regular session Tuesday, and it's this time of year every year. Property tax levy for fiscal year 2024 proposal came out. Tell us a little bit about kind of where that number is falling right now. I know nothing's fully decided, but just kind of what the district is imagining at this point.
Sure. Well, in the past, it's really been around about 3.7%, 3.5%, somewhere in there. And then there was somewhere along the line an error. And, you know, the valuation is going to be changing. And, you know, instead of that probably 3.7%, they're looking at maybe somewhere around 1.5%, and which will definitely have an impact on budgets, not only for school districts, but for city and counties as well.
Well, talk a little bit about, again, some of the maybe long-term impacts of that. You've been operating at this one figure. Turns out it's not that. How much kind of did you have to go back, or is it just kind of all changing from the future at this point?
Well, I think it's really all going to be look at changing for the future. You know, what if we use the monies for, and how does that impact our budget overall? And sitting down and really saying, okay, we don't have that extra dollars for this year. What can we do differently, and how can we still continue to make our operations run as smooth as they can for Indianola schools?
And again, I know the numbers aren't flat at this point or set at this point, but per thousand, what are we looking at if we have that set up yet, or at least anything proposed yet, or no?
Yeah, no, because we're still waiting for the state to kind of give us the final number on where that's going to be at. And I know they're meeting in session now, and that continues to be forward. Hopefully by, I think, March 1st, we should have a better understanding of what that will look like.
And obviously, for anyone who wants to get involved in the budget process, how is the best way to go about that?
You know, I guess for the district, you know, we'll have a budgetary meeting in March, and it'll be open to the public, and they'll be able to understand what our budget looks like. And if they have any concerns with all the other pieces, you know, and when it comes to taxes and stuff like that, obviously you contact your local legislators.
Perfect. Well, also strategic planning is a big issue for the district right now and the school board. Talk a little bit about the work session regarding strategic planning, and then here at the administration building, just kind of what that is and how you're looking at the future for now.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we're doing our strategic planning a little bit differently. Instead of from the top down with the school board making the decisions and the admin making decisions, we're actually involving a lot more grassroots people, such as we're asking students, families, staff members, you know, what do they want out of Indianola Community Schools? We're working on a strategic plan that will bring that all together with vision cards and holding the district accountable in different areas of, if we say we're going to do this, are we meeting those goals or not? And if we're not, what do we need to do differently? We had a work session with the board, kind of outline what that looks like. As a strategic planning team, we've had 4 full-day meetings and some evening meetings in regards to that. We've surveyed families in our community. All the parents in our community had the option to complete a survey. All of our staff in our school district had an opportunity to complete a survey, and all students in grade 3 through grade 12 had an opportunity to complete a survey and provide feedback on what does it look like and where do we want to go in the future.
I know one of the things about strategic planning, and I guess a line I've heard from many administrators, whether it's city or school boards, is you want to have the vision while not being down to the particulars as to kind of make other boards or future entities beholden. Is that kind of how you view it as well?
Yeah, so with ours, it's something that's constantly will move. We'll pick different areas that we can focus on, and once we meet that level of vision or where we want to be, then we can add other things. It's not something that we have to completely repeat over and over. People can adjust it as new people come on, or as we fulfill items that we think we're at vision at, then we can add new things to the program.
Well, another thing approved by the board was the walk zone boundaries, kind of something new. I'd never really kind of gone through that. Tell us a little bit about what that action item was at the school board meeting.
You know, really it was just kind of cleaning up our boundaries, making sure that if you lived in a particular area, what that 2-mile walk radius was for Laura Ingalls Wilder, for Emerson, and for Whittier. And it kind of, we have a plan in place that we'll be sending out to families. We'll put it on our webpage and our Facebook and our social media of, you know, if you live in a certain area, this is where you know that you will go to school, or if you will walk, if you'll be provided transportation. And one of the biggest pieces I want to lay out to families right now is it doesn't change anything at your current school for your current children. If your children are going to Emerson and the boundary would move a little bit, your children will still go to Emerson. It will be for families that are moving in. And if you have a student that has a sibling that goes to Emerson and they're starting kindergarten, they will still go to Emerson and things like that. So before people reach out to Ron too much, let us get the information out. Hopefully we'll get that out by the end of the week, and then we'll move forward with sharing that out with families. And if they have any questions after that, they can reach out and connect with us.
Well, and I don't know if you have numbers or anything or just a general sense, but it feels like maybe walking to school was kind of a lost art a little bit. Do you know how many walkers Indianola has, or as far as those boundaries with them houses being very close to those schools?
You know, I really don't. I get out to the buildings in the morning, but I think it's like every place else. There's a lot of people that, for whatever reason, they maybe it's time, maybe it's just where they live and things like that. They drive their kids to school. And, you know, I would guess 30, 40 years ago, kids walked to school. That's, you know, unfortunately not the case right now with some of the things that are going on in our world.
Thanks to Ted Inns for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.